And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock Cod Rick Mexa's under the weather a little bit. We may hear from him from the phone here, but we've got a great guest here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here. It is on the cusp of summer here, and you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKGMA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and, of course, the Let's Talk Hookup app. Pete Gray here with Captain Frank Lopresti. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you. And, man, we're off and running here. Bluefin are biting, you know, lots of fun, guys. What's happening out on the Royal Polaris?
No, wait a minute, Pete.
Yeah.
The bluefin are really huge schools. Biting? Yes, some, but...
Are you saying they're playing bluefin time?
They're being bluefin.
They're being bluefin.
You know,
but the good news is what you just said, huge schools, right? There's a lot of people saying, oh, there's not a lot of bluefin around. That's not true.
Both Tim, Aliar, we're talking about mega schools.
Mega schools.
And, you know, I talked to Tanner just an hour ago, and he said yesterday he had 18 bites and got 5 fish.
Wow. Aboard which boat?
Aboard the... Aliar is off. He's on the
Polaris.
On the Polaris Supreme.
Okay, all right.
And then he had five fish last night. But they're all big fish. You know?
Yeah.
The biggest problem is our anglers need to learn you don't go in the water with 40 pounds.
Yeah.
You don't even go in the water with 50.
60, during the day.
During the day. 60, yeah. I think, is minimum.
60.
It's not worth getting a bite. It's like I said before. I've never seen an angler lose a fish and say, oh, God, that was so much fun. You know, it's usually they're throwing their rod down or cussing or whatever. So don't go in the water with 50-pound or 40-pound when you're fishing 100 to 175-pound fish.
Yeah, for sure. Because you don't know. I mean, they... Like, for example, the other day, most of the fish around were 30 to 40, and we got fish that were 100.
That's
so
right.
You just don't know, even though the captain says, hey, look, most of this looks 30 or 40, there could be some 100-pounders in there,
yeah,
right?
Like I said, I keep hearing these people say, I'd rather hook one than not hook one.
Mm.
Well, why do you act so disappointed then when you lose it?
Okay. Isn't that amazing, right?
Yeah.
But you don't, if you hook one with 30 or 40, you don't really, you hook a 100-pounder with 30 or 40, you don't have...
You don't get to whine very much, that's for sure.
Yeah, you have a very small chance, right?
Very small.
Yeah.
Very, very small.
For sure. So, tell us what's going on with Royal Polaris.
Oh.
We haven't seen her at the dock here lately.
Yeah, the Royal Polaris has been in Oregon at the Fred Wall Shipyard now since it got there on the 26th of April, and it's still there. We should go into the water Wednesday morning, and then sea trial, make sure everything's good. But basically, it's been, and I've had guys work, the welders and everything else have been working overtime for 2 weeks now, and actually more than that, almost 3 weeks. And it's just that the tolerances of everything that we're doing are so severe that one, you know, it's just taken longer than we had hoped.
Yeah.
And we've got a fabulous crew there. We've got Eddie. We've got Trevin. We've got Jim Hughes. Jonathan.
The man.
Frank from in the galley that's been doing all the varnishing and doing anything anybody needs to do. So we got a great crew there working, plus the shipyard people. And it's just taken longer than expected. That's all there is to it.
So,
it's just really disappointing. I've had to cancel 2 3-day trips, there is nothing that upsets me more than to disappoint people that are planning on going fishing.
Sure.
So I feel horrible about that, and just nothing that we can do about it.
When do you think it should
When you think about it, you know, those shaft logs have been in the boat since 1975.
Holy mackerel.
And most boats have to replace them after 20 years. And then when they start cutting up the bottom, Jim Hughes said the metal is in pristine shape.
Wow.
So it just kind of goes to show if you take care of a boat, it pays dividends.
It takes care of you.
Well, we hope so.
Yes. So any firm date on when it's going to be back? Any partial date?
I think we'll be here on the morning of the 13th.
Okay.
Have our topside Coast Guard and ready to go on the 15th.
On the 15th.
The boat's basically ready to go now.
Yeah.
It's just waiting for the final things, some chalk fast to be done and some final alignment of the engines. And the shafts are in. The props are on. Bottoms painted. Everything's done.
Yeah. So why Oregon? Why do you take the boat up to Oregon?
You know, those guys up there in Alaska are dealing with those big Alaskan crabbers, mm-hmm. and their machine shop there is probably one of the best in the country. You know, would I go back up there again? I hope I don't have to, okay? I would prefer to use our shipyards down here. But we'll have to see. It's very expensive to go up there, I can tell you that. You know, the guys are all staying in a really nice house.
Yeah.
You can't keep them on the boat. If you keep them on the boat, God, that's miserable.
Yeah, a lot of work going on at the
So,
how long does it take to get back home here once they leave the harbor there?
3.5 days.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
3.5. Right. 3.75 maybe.
All right. Good. Well, in the meantime, your other boat the two boats, the Shogun and the Polaris Supreme have been getting them, right?
Well, they've been doing very well considering the situation, but it's not limit fishing.
No.
You know, let's face it. It's good fishing. But it, you know, you got to work at it. Not only does the skipper have to work, I mean, incredibly hard, and the crew, but so does the passenger. So it's not like you just sit back and relax and go to the rail and catch your two bluefin and go take a nap.
Is it daytime and nighttime fishing?
Luckily, lately, there's been some pretty good daytime fishing. Like, yeah. 5 days ago, LER had 31 fish during the day, 40 to 90 pounds.
Wow.
During the day. Yesterday, Tanner on the Supreme had 5 fish, but he said we really blew some opportunity. He said we had 18 bites.
During the day.
I said, so lack of talent or what? He said, no, he said they're great people. They just haven't learned that they can't go into the water with 40 and 50 pounds. So, you know, it's there. They had 5 fish during the day yesterday, all nice big ones, and 5 fish last night.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're going to bite some more today.
Yeah.
The other day, Connor on the Shogun, he had a day with nothing, zero. And the next day, he had 16 fish, all from 100 to 170.
Wow.
So if he caught 16 fish, 100 to 170, who knows how many bites he had.
Yeah.
I didn't ask him, and I don't know if he knew. But he said he looked back on the stern, and he said everybody on the stern had one.
That's a beautiful thing.
So, you know, it's a different type of fishing so far. What do I think is going to happen? I think it's going to start biting soon,
yeah.
Biting well.
Enough fish around, is
right.
What you're saying.
We know that there's enough yellowfin down below. There's a sign of yellowfin on the beach down below.
Yeah, that's good news, right?
Well, yeah, that means that fish will eventually be coming up. And, you know, there's still those people that think that because the water is still on the cool side that there's a chance of albacore. And who knows?
Well,
who knows what this ocean's going to bring up?
Could happen. Right?
Anything can happen.
Yeah, and it's the ocean.
That's
we
right.
don't know. But in the meantime, we've been blessed with some beautiful weather, knock on wood.
You guys are saying the weather's gorgeous.
And it looks like this week's the same. Let's just keep it that way, right?
That helps.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Mike Lum, the extraordinary Mike Lum, I should say, is on the line. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Great to hear from you.
I appreciate you having me on today, and we got a couple important things going on, and it's great to be on here with Frank.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah.
Good morning, Frank.
Tell us what's going on, Mike. I know Captain Rollo's got a couple of big events here going on right now.
We do, and the one that's actually kicking off today is the 2023 version of Reel a Week. That's become one of our annual events that is very, very popular, and this year is no exception. We've got some wonderful reels. We've got 25 reels that are all really high-quality reels. There's no low-end stuff on the list, and the way Reel a Week works is you buy a ticket for $25, and that puts you in the drawing for all 25 weekly drawings until your ticket wins a reel. And so usually we have some type of a kickoff or introduction deal, and so this year is no different. If you buy 4 tickets between now and Wednesday, you'll get a 5th ticket for free, and you'll also
be
entered into a drawing.
Between now and Wednesday, if you buy 4 tickets for $25,
you'll get a 5th one for free.
In other words, $100, you get one for free, so you get 5 tickets.
Right, but there's also a bonus to that. If you buy 4 tickets and you get your 5th one free, you'll get one entry into a drawing we're going to do next weekend, and we're going to give away 2 $500 gift cards to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Wow.
And that'll be to two different winners. They'll each win a $500 card, and that'll be limited to people that buy tickets between now and Wednesday. They have to buy 4 tickets, and they'll obviously get a 5th one for free. They'll be in those drawings for the entire 25 weeks. But there'll be an extra ticket put in a special raffle just to win the gift cards. And we'll give away 2 of those next week.
So we might add, too, the ticket sales are limited. So you got to get on it. But, again, there's going to be 2 $500 gift cards to Fisherman's Landing Tackle if you buy tickets between right now, I'm sure Tim's standing by, and Wednesday, you said, right?
That is correct, between now and Wednesday. And Tim is extremely busy this week trying to get the final touches put on the second event, which is Tuna Wars, which is coming up quickly. And so he's doing both, and I bailed out on him. I'm actually out of state this weekend on another project, and so he's doing all of this by himself, and I wish him luck because I have a hunch he's going to be a very, very busy guy today.
So how do we buy a ticket, Mike?
Well, you got to call. Unfortunately, the state of California still won't allow us to sell raffle tickets online, and so we have to call. And the phone number is 951-264-7382. That's 951-264-7382. And you might get him to answer the phone. Tim's doing that. But leave your name and phone number clearly, and he'll call you back in the order that those come in. You can also, if you'd prefer, you can send an email to win@rallokids.org. win@rallokids.org. And just leave name and phone number, and we'll call you back and get your tickets to you in the order that those emails come in. So we're not taking your orders on the email, so don't bother telling us you want tickets. Just leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you back. And that phone call is what's going to get you the tickets.
Yeah, and if you get in between now and Wednesday, you get that extra added bonus of a chance for two $500 gift cards. So let me ask you this. Can you win both gift cards? You buy five tickets and you're a lucky guy and you win both of them. You could get $1,000 at Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
You absolutely could. There's no limit to that. If you bought, $200 worth of tickets, you'd have two entries. If you want to buy $500 worth, you have five entries. And so, yeah, it would definitely work that way. And, we did the big annual grand raffle drawing here a month or so ago. And, we sell those tickets for 7 months of the year, tens of thousands of tickets in that thing. And we draw 30 winners for that. We had three different people that won two things of the 30 items. I was just blown away by that.
Well, look at the odds here, okay? You've got a total of only 1,500 tickets available. You buy $200 worth of tickets. You buy $100. You buy $200 of tickets. Am I doing the math right? That's 75 people. You buy $100 of tickets, that's 150 people max. Am I doing the math right? Is that right?
Yeah, it doesn't add up to a lot of people. Yeah. And we purposely keep the number of Reel Away tickets low because we want people to have a high percentage of winning. And we get a lot of regular people now. This Reel Away's been going on for, I don't know, 5-6 years. And we got guys every year that start calling early, a month ahead of time. When can I get tickets? And it's surprising how many of those guys win reels. So it's great.
Yeah.
And
well,
you know what?
I'll tell you
Here's
what, I wish I could buy some.
You would mow me, too.
I'd leave this show when it's over and I'd go buy them right now.
Heck yeah, yeah. So again, win@rallokids.org or you call Tim at 951-264-7382. Do it now while there's tickets available. And I also posted all that information on the Let's Talk Hookup Instagram and Facebook page this morning. So be sure to check that
Thank
out.
You.
Now let's move on to the next event, which is a week from tomorrow. And that's Tuna Wars 8. How about that, huh? That's an amazing event, right? I mean,
who would have thought? Eight years into this, and it's still going strong. We've added a third boat this year, and all three boats are full. And I would encourage anybody that wants to go to give Howard a call or send an email to Howard@RalloKids.org. That's probably the best way. And tell them you want to be on the waiting list because, over the next week here, something could happen and a spot could open up.
Yeah.
So three boats available. We're going to go with, the Liberty, of course, has been part of this now for years. And we have the Tomahawks back involved this year. And then, of course, the Ocean Odyssey is going to be part of this again. And we've got three boats full of anxious people that have generously donated to be involved in Tuna Wars, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Who do you think is going to win, Frank? Tomahawk or Liberty? We know. Of course, Ocean Odyssey, they do a good job, too.
Yep. Ibrahim is doing a good job.
Yeah.
I kind of root for him because he's the new guy on the block, but I'm going to go with Taro.
Taro. But now we should mention that you just put a ton of money into the Tomahawk. You're a part owner of the Tomahawk, I should mention, and you put Jeff Ibrahim, Captain Ibrahim, in charge, and he's an amazing captain. You
he's
just put
heck of a, job.
A ton of money and kind of knew everything on the boat, right?
Well, there's a lot of new equipment on the boat, and yeah. the boat is in beautiful shape. Yes, we put
new sonar, new generator, new this, new that. Yeah, yep. all kinds of.
So, you know, it's definitely a boat that you can go on and feel that you've got a very competent skipper and a good crew, and you got a good clean boat. So it's one that I would highly recommend.
But like you say, you can't rule Taro out either, right?
Oh no.
Yeah.
No. Taro's an amazing fisherman, and his backup is something else.
Yeah.
Okay.
An evil for sure. Next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, we are going to have Team Fat Tuna, Captain Bob Cook, on the radio show with Captain Mike Lum. We're making you a captain for the day, Mike.
Nice. It's dangerous, but thanks.
next Sunday, right here on Let's Talk Hookup. Of course, Team Fat Tuna, Bob Cook, will be aboard the Liberty, right?
Yes, he will. And, We talk about Taro and how great he's done. He's won that thing several times in a row now, but we've had a little change in the agenda here in the last few days that, Marissa from, Pinwheel has been scheduled to come out and do this, and she agreed to do this a long time ago, and she had a situation come up where she is not going to be able to make it out for this, and this just happened, and, so we were kind of scrambling, what are we going to do? And we tried to get one of the other Wicked Tuna captains out. They're all booked up. It was too short a notice. And so Dave Marciano came up with this really good idea. He said, why don't we put Nancy over on the boat that Marissa was going to be on, and she can team lead Team Angelica.
Wife. Yeah.
Yeah, Nancy Marciano. And so the team will be Team Angelica, which is the name of Dave's seafood company. And Dave and Nancy Seafood Company, and so now we've got a situation where we've got Dave and Nancy competing against each other rather than being on the same team. And so I think with the Tomahawk getting all of the new remodeling and whatnot that you've done, Frank, and with the new captain, that's a wonderful boat. It's a great boat. It's been part of Tuna Wars in the past. I'm really hoping that Nancy wins this, just because I think it would be hilarious to have Nancy beat Dave after all these years of fishing with him on this Tuna Wars thing. But
yeah.
Regardless, the kids are going to win no matter what boat wins.
That's the bottom line, is all this money raised from Reel a Week, from Tuna Wars 8, is all to take kids fishing. And, Mike, the big one final thing we need to talk about is the captain's reception, which is 1 week from tomorrow over at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Give us a brief summary on how we get tickets to meet Team Hard Merchandise, to meet Team Fat Tuna, to meet Team Angelica, Dave Marciano, Bob Cook, and Nancy, the whole crew there. It's a super lot of fun. I think there'll be a lot of people. Frank, you going to be there?
Unfortunately, it's my granddaughter's graduation.
Oh, wow. Oregon, so. Okay. But there'll be plenty of
I'm really bummed that I can't be there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to miss her graduation.
No, you can't do that. So tell us how we get in on that.
This event has just evolved into a really, really fun and easy event. We finally, after years of trial and error, we finally have it dialed in. There are no tickets. There is no line to get in. There's nothing. You just come to Dana Landing at 4 o'clock next Sunday, a week from tomorrow, and the gates will open at 4, and you're going to have access to all the fun. Join in, rub elbows with all these people, take photographs, get autographs, do the whole thing. We will, of course, have a very large, nice raffle. We'll have a live auction that's just full of terrific stuff. We have several vendors that will be there to help us with selling raffle tickets. We've got a really good lineup of food. And so here it is. It costs nothing to come. You just come and enjoy the crowds and see what you see and talk with people, and you're going to have a ball. If you'd like to take advantage of the food and drink that's there, we're going to ask you to give us a $20 donation. We're going to give you a wristband. And if you got the wristband, you can walk up to the various food concessions, and they will serve you just simply by having the wristband on. And so it can't be any easier. You don't have to buy tickets. There's no reservations. There's no line to get in. And if you just don't have to spend a dime if you don't want to. But I know once you get there, you're going to look at all that stuff that's being given away, and you're going to want to buy some raffle tickets, and you're for sure going to want to take part in the food. The highlight is always sushi on a roll. And they will be there again.
Oh, my
and,
God.
I know last year it was just a ball.
Yeah, it was really super fun.
Event.
Yeah, it's a great event. All right, so that's Tuna Wars 8, Captain's Reception, 1 week from tomorrow. And, again, just show up at Dana Landing at 4 o'clock. No need for tickets. And we'll have more information for you. Mike Glum, great job. Get those Reel of the Week tickets going on now, and we will talk to you real soon and actually see you right here in the World Headquarters next Sunday with Captain Bob Cook.
We will be there, and I look forward to it. Thank you for all the promotion and help on this. And, Frank, get that boat back home and get fishing.
We will. We will. You know, I really would like to bring up the fact that Tim and Mike are the backbone of Friends of Rollo. They
work so
their
hard.
Butt off. Not only are they working their butt off, they're so innovative. They come up with such great ideas that have kept Friends of Rollo floating. And, you know, we're taking
an example, Reel of Week, Tuna Wars, the whole thing. It's all their brainchild.
They do a lot more than that, believe me. Anyhow, they're just amazing people.
Yeah, they are. So Mike, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Tim. Thank you, guys, But without all the supporters out there, all the listeners that continue to support these various things we come up with, none of this would work. So it really is a big, giant group effort, and it's working. We keep getting kids out on the water, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Yep, for
Thanks
sure.
Again,
more information, RolloKids.org. Thanks, Mike Glum. Appreciate that very much. And as you can hear,
Thank
we
you
have
guys.
A great show for you today. We're going to get to Captain Frank Lopresti here and phone calls and texts and all that stuff. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090 on the phones. We have one line open there. And if you want to text us, of course, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hook Up app. Just download the app if you haven't already. It's free, either on the iTunes store or the Google store. It's free. And just right on the app, you can listen live. You can text the show. You can listen to archives of the show. You can find out what's going on Let's Talk Hook Up on future shows. It's all right there on the Let's Talk Hook Up app. And boy, what a great prize we have today for one lucky texter or one lucky caller. They're going to win a trip on the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Of course, right at the end of the show, we're going to have Frank flip the coin and see if it's a texter or a caller. And when we come back, we're going to take your phone calls, all your texts. You stay tuned. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be Agent H Marine at their new location, near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new Agent H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury outboard sales and service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both cells and expert insulation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard cells and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check HHMarineSD.com.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a full of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com. For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rockhard Rick's under the weather here. He'll be back tomorrow with Corey Sandin as I head down to Rancho Leonero to our 27th and final Rancho Leonero tournament. Tournament starts today, and the guys, and the good news is I talked to John yesterday. The fishing is really, really good right now.
That's great.
Excellent yellowfin tuna fishing. Really good big Dorado. A lot of marlin around. There's Pargo around. So we're going to have a good tournament.
Plenty to entertain.
Yeah, for sure. So that's going to be a fun time. Captain Frank Lopresti from the Royal Polaris is here. We have a good text to start things off here from Jeff in Mission Viejo. And he says, great show. Frank, when was the RP built and what year did you purchase it?
It was built in 1975, and I bought it early in January of 77.
And so the work you're doing on now is just like maintenance that's never been done because the boat is built very, very well.
You know, if I was just to put it simple, our average expenditure for maintenance every year is $250,000 minimum.
Minimum. Wow.
Yeah, obviously we're going over that this year.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just pays to take care of
that
it.
You just all. Take care of it, and that's why it's in such fantastic
boat, the
shape.
The boat runs 325 days a year. So
325 yep. days a year. That's yep. pretty impressive. Yep. More than any other boat.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Shogun doesn't run that many times?
No.
No. The RP runs the most.
To mine, yes, I know that for a fact.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Hey, good question there. Let's jump into the phones and talk to Ryan in Irvine. Ryan, thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. And great show so far. I'd like to ask Captain Frank that since you've been in the game for a long time, what was the longest trip you ever captained for, and when was the last time you did it?
Well, it wasn't too long ago, 23 days. One trip you're talking about.
Yep.
Yep. Those are our freelance specials or
before. 23 days.
Yeah, and then we did several of those trips when we were able to do Clipperton.
Yeah.
But now it's just a freelance special.
It's just a freelance wherever the fish are biting in the right. west, the yep. eastern Pacific you're going.
That's right. And this year it's a 22-day trip.
Wow, when is that trip?
I believe it's around the 8th of February.
Super popular trip, too, right?
There's standbys.
Standbys, really?
The last one we had was funny because we had like 30 standbys.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
This year, I think we only have a couple.
Yeah. But anyway,
yep,
that's good. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Okay, let's find out what's biting in the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, and this report sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, boating supplies, they got it all. From freshwater anglers and your saltwater needs too, visit East County Bait and Tackle plus the new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. All stores are fully stocked with the products and know-how for a successful time on the water. Dana Landing is next to the launch ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. ECBT is at the end of the 67th Freeway in Lakeview in Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check danalanding.com for more information. Good morning, Castman.
Good morning, Pedro and Frank.
Good morning. What's up, Castman?
Well, you know, it's that fish report time. Saturday morning, 7:30. Pete, how many years have we been doing this?
Oh, it's like going on 30 years, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
still
a long time.
Still going strong, Castman.
Yeah, trying to keep going. You know, it gets a little, it seems like I get a little bit slower every year, but that's all right. I'm still in there.
Don't
still in the
all,
game.
Right?
Exactly. Hey,
you guys are sounding like old people. Come on, Castman, let's go.
Yeah.
Give us the report.
Wait a minute. Castman is an old people. He's 82, so.
Anyway, the fish in Loretto seems to be still holding pretty well for the yellowtail. A few signs of the Dorado starting to move in now, so I see, you know, next week or two, those Dorado ought to be in there in pretty good numbers like they normally are this time of year. They'll fish them strong all the way through August, and then they seem to head back out as the waters start to cool. But yellowtail, still there. Had a good friend of mine, John Orduna, was down there last week fishing, and he was getting some 30-plus pound fish down there, so there's some good grade of yellowtail down there. Also, lots of little roosters around the beaches. Look for those bigger ones to show up there. And of course, cabrilla fishing has been fairly good in the up around the two islands there, Coronado and over at Carmen. Moving down into San Jose del Cabo, the East Cape area, striped marlin seem to be in pretty good numbers right now. Boats are you know averaging at least one release per boat per day. The tuna are found pretty about 30-40 miles offshore. There's been some pongas going out after them, chasing the schools, and doing fairly well once they do locate a school. They're getting their limits of yellowfin. There was a report of one big fish this week in the local banks there around the Iman, San Luis, and Vinorama area of 100 pounds, but not much tuna action there that there should be this time of year. They're starting to pick up a few bull Dorado there, and that so it looks like the Dorado are going to start moving back in down in that area. And there are reports of some nice good size, big dogtooth snapper being caught out in front of the estuary using cut bait, chunk bait. And like I said, there have been some fish up to 30, 40 pounds being caught there right in front of the estuary. But that's the report for this week, Pete. I'm heading down to Bay of L.A. Tuesday with buddies Joe and Mike and the rest of the boys, and going to be there till Sunday. And then following Monday, I'm leaving for Christmas Island with our Cast Tours group there and Let's Talk Hookup group. We've got eight guys total, and the island, you know, did open up, and it's on May 2nd. We haven't been there since COVID, and so I'm anxious to see what the bonefish and, of course, the offshore fisheries like. It hasn't been really touched at all, so let's see what goes on.
So what you're saying is we won't hear from you for a couple of weeks here.
Yeah, I get back on Wednesday the 21st, and then so probably the following Saturday I'll call a report in.
Sounds great, Cass. In the meantime, if somebody wants to go fishing in Baja, mainland Mexico, all the other places, how do we find you?
Give us a call at 800-593-6510, or you can always check us out on the web at www.casttours.com. Talk to you boys in a few weeks.
All right. Have safe travels, Cass, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks. Hey, Kevin from Orange County writes in a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Good morning. It's always nice to hear when you have a legend of the industry on the show. Frank, it has been such a long time since the fleet has been able to fish Bonitos and San Miguel Islands. Could you take a minute and tell the listeners what that was like and what's the future for that?
Well, what it was like. It was obviously very much fun to be able to fish bonitas. San Miguel is not in our realm or an area that we fish, but bonitas is. And, you know, I hate to keep saying that, but essentially as far as San Bonitas and Guadalupe, I really feel progress is being made as our relationship with Mexico gets stronger and stronger, and all of the work and things that Sport Fishing Association, Ken Frankie, are doing. I feel that, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I think there's greater than a 50% chance that we'll have Guadalupe back next year.
Wow.
I feel that way now. You know, whether I'll feel that way 3 months from now, I don't know, but that's the way I feel right now with the things that are going on. And as far as Benitas, that's always a possibility. I don't know for sure about that. It does make sense that we should get Benitas back,
sure,
because there's nobody fishing it, essentially.
Right.
I mean, those guys have got all they can handle right there at Cedros, and they're having good fishing there. And it's very rare when they get all the way up to Benitas. And not only that, it's a tough ride for them.
Yeah, right. You have to have perfect weather.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
for sure.
You definitely want perfect weather. And that's an area where the current's always fighting you. I don't care, even though you're in a smaller boat, it fights you. So
it's out there. Benitas is out there. So next Saturday, with Ken Frankie in the SAC, actually we'll be broadcasting in the SAC office, which is right next door here to the world headquarters, we'll be hosting a whole group from Mexico Fisheries down there, especially the people from Ensenada, and who are so influential about Guadalupe and us, our access to Guadalupe. So tune in next Saturday to Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be hosting a whole contingent of the people that make the decisions down in Mexico, and you can ask those tough questions to them and see what they say.
That's right.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for that. Appreciate that text. And when we come back, more of your texts, more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mighty Ear 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's finally back. The Longfin in Orange, Southern California's premier fishing superstore, is having the Shimano Super Sale Saturday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's truly a big event with amazing sales on Shimano and almost everything else in the Longfin. After 2 years of COVID supply shortages, the Longfin is fully stocked and ready for this not-to-be-missed tackle sale. Shimano Pro staffers will be under the tents in the Longfin parking lot to show you the latest from Shimano, G. Loomis, and Power Pro. Inside the Longfin, there is a Shimano store within the store, with special offers available on almost all fishing gear in their massive inventory. Every rod and reel, every lure, every tackle bag, every item of clothing will be on sale Saturday, June 3rd. Shimano Day at the Longfin is one day only, Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 7 and open till 7. The Longfin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. Check thelongfin.com.
It's time once again for the annual Captain Rollo's Reel a Week fundraiser. Starting August 1st and running through January 16th, we will draw one lucky winner each Tuesday night. Reel a Week tickets are $25, and all tickets stay in the drawing until they are drawn. To kick off this year's promotion, when you purchase 4 Reel a Week tickets, you will get one bonus ticket free, and everyone who purchases 4 tickets will be entered into a drawing for one of 2 $500 Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop gift cards that we will be giving away on June 9th. This special promotion will run from Saturday, June 3rd through Wednesday, June 7th. To purchase tickets, please email us at win@rollokids.org or call Tim at 951-264-7382. To see this year's list of reels, please visit rollokids.org. Thank you for your support and good luck.
Hi, this is Tommy the Fishmonger from Tunaville Market and Grocery and the TV show Fishmonger. I've known Yosef Husseini for over 20 years, and he's the expert when it comes to real estate. He's helped me with estate planning and multiple estate questions that the average guy like myself just doesn't understand. Yosef's not only a fellow angler, but he's an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find their ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free, no-obligation home evaluation now online from Yosef Joseph by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address and you'll get that report fast. Yusuf is a SoCal real estate guy to go to. He's helped me and many of my customers and family members to find what they are looking for in a home. He understands the real estate market like no other, so take it from Tommy the Fishmonger. Yusuf's the real deal when it comes to your real estate needs. Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and I'll see you at Tunaville Market and Grocery.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here along with Captain Frank Lopresi. Ricky's under the weather today. He'll be back tomorrow with Corey Sandin, so be sure to tune in for that show tomorrow because we have Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. He's a great guy and a super fishy guy that runs Lucky Bee Sport Fishing out of Fisherman's Landing there, a super little three- or four-pack boat that goes really fast. Have you ever seen that boat on the water going fast? Oh, my gosh, it goes fast.
I bet.
I mean, it goes really fast. Yeah, for sure. So be sure to tune in for that tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. In the meantime, let's go ahead and jump back into those phones. John in Escondido, you're on Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Frank. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
It's always a pleasure to listen to the show. I always enjoy fishing with you, Frank. I was on very fortunate to go fish on that 23-day trip, and we had a blast. The people that come out and want to fish on your boat make you want to come back and fish on the boat. Not only that, just the people that you surround yourself with that run your boats and everything. I've got an 8-day trip coming up on the 15th of June. Can't wait to check out, see all the new things that you got going on. And I'm super stoked that maybe Jonathan's going to be driving the boat. And I got to do a 4-day trip on your Shogun. First time I've ever been on that boat. What a job you guys did with that maintenance. That boat looks brand new. And Connor, you know, only skipper I've ever fished with that one of my fish got lost his tag and got handed off to somebody else that was probably not that lucky. And, you know, he told me, you know what, next trip out or whenever I get a chance, I'll catch you and, you know, I'll turn it into a fisherman's processing and they'll give you a call. And sure enough, next trip out, you know, he got lucky and, and took care of me. And that's just never, ever have I seen anybody do that. So that's kudos to you and your people that work for you. So thank you.
Thank you, John. And I believe Roy's going to be running your trip, but I think Jonathan's going to be on the boat. And Connor does.
Oh, that's awesome. That's Roy's even a bonus. Woo-hoo! All right.
Yeah, Connor is.
I love Roy, man.
Operation at the Shogun there. It's really a fantastic operation. And I fished with Connor last year on our Let's Talk Hookup 6-day.
He does a heck of a job.
And that boat, man, you put some coin into that boat, Frank. The new battleship color that it has, ready to go do battle on the ocean there.
That was Renee's idea.
I like it. I think it's a great look. It's really cool looking.
Good.
Yeah, it's really good. So, yeah, ShogunSportFishing.com. And while we're on the subject of Shogun, let's talk about Jen and her new baby. Congratulations to Jen and her new baby boy, right?
You know, Jen has been working at that for 5 years. That pregnancy wasn't 9 months. It was 5 years.
Yeah.
And I am so happy. I was praying for her, and she's got a beautiful baby boy, and she's very happy. And she'll be back into the office. She's actually going to start being available by phone a lot. She's available by phone for me when I have a question or something. But we're getting things done in the office. It's just that things are a little bit slower right now because I'm in charge.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's all right. You know, because the Monica's a little under the weather. And
Monica's been real sick.
Yeah, she's been sick.
She's getting a lot better, too.
Yeah, so. But congratulations, Jen.
Yes.
I mean, that's just a she's a happy mama now.
And she's an amazing lady. She is, yes, she is an amazing a great lady. Addition to our operation.
Yeah, no question about it, for sure. Hey, Darren in San Clemente writes on the Let's Talk Hookup app, says, Frank, with the advent of the railroad over the past decade or so, do you see the use of the harness becoming a thing of the past?
Already is.
Hey, you think so?
Yeah.
Now, I saw Bob Dawson, who you know does all of our insurance. He was he caught a very nice 100-pounder on the Islander the other day with us, and he was using the harness, and they did it very, very well.
Well, I'm sure you can do it very well.
The belt and harness, yeah.
It's it becomes a little bit difficult when you're trying to deal with 8 or 10 fish going.
Yes, yeah, we only had a couple fish going at that time, so it makes it a lot easier. But I'll tell you what, I'm a rail guy. Love that rail.
Right. As Rollo said, the rail's your friend.
The rail is your friend, yeah. And did he come up with the whole rail thing?
Absolutely.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How did he come up with that?
Just being Rollo.
Yeah. Just put that rod on the rail and see what happens, right?
Rollo was such an amazing guy. He really was.
Yeah, cool. Hey, another great text here from Daniel in Rancho Cucamonga. He says, my question for Frank is, does the RP offer staterooms for couples if you want to bring a couple on the boat?
All the staterooms can work for couples, and some work better than others.
Yeah, and usually the ladies in the office will accommodate.
Absolutely.
If it's a couple, you will have your own stateroom.
Well, everybody, well, all couples have their own stateroom.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically, when you book, if you book by yourself, then you're going to be in with somebody else that's a single.
Yeah.
But when you book with a buddy, you're going to be like two people called me yesterday or that, you know, obviously wanted a room together. No problem. We take care of that.
All right. Very good. All right. Mike in Torrance is next up. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Frank. How you doing this morning?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Pete, I was on the trip right before you on the Islanders. I'm going to give my 2 cents, and then maybe you can weigh in. Frank, you know, I hear people saying 60 minimum. Other captains are 80 minimum. You know, we had guys hooking them on 80 and not landing these things. I hooked mine on 100. It ran off half the spool. I'm glad I used 100. So I wouldn't use 80. I mean, we had a two-hour fish on 80. I've heard other boats that are two-hour fish. 80 hooks breaking, you know, it's like yellowfin cow fishing. So there's, I don't know, Frank, there's something about these fish that just pull above their weight. And so for anybody listening, friends don't let friends fish 60, fish 100. What do you, mine was like 150. What do you see?
Nighttime fishing, absolutely, you should not be going. When I talked about using 60, I was talking about strictly daytime. Nighttime fishing, you should
this
go into
daytime
the water
fish.
Nothing but 100 or 130.
Frank, this is a daytime fish.
Because there's really no need to use lighter tackle.
Stupid to go with anything lighter.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And some people might say, well, it's not as sporting. Well, wait till you hook one and you'll find out how sporting it is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I got a 90-pounder on the Islander on 60 on Tuesday. And that, on a Talica 16, which holds a lot of Spectra, a lot of Power Pro, that thing almost emptied the spool. So I was like, God, I wish I had 80, right? But then again, you know, if you go with 60, maybe you'll get a bite where you won't with 80. Is that what's your thought on that?
Well, that's
during the daytime, right?
That is a possibility. You know, if I know it's all big fish, okay, not a mixture, but I know it's all big fish, oh, I would probably go in the water with 80.
Minimum 80.
Yeah,
if you know it's big fish. This was a mix. So.
Yeah, so if it's a mix, I think you were fine with the 60. You're a good enough angler that I think you can land 120-pound fish on 60, yes.
Short top shot or long top shot? What's your thought on that, Frank?
My thought on that is I think in that situation, a short top shot works fine.
Okay, 15 feet. That's what I was using.
That's plenty.
Yeah, that Seaguar Gold is
good stuff.
Super good stuff. Super strong and thin. So that 60 is like the size of 50.
Right, and the other one that's good is AFCO.
Oh, the AFCO Psycho Pro.
It's pretty
awesome
good stuff.
Did you know that AFCO is now making wine down leaders too?
No.
Yeah,
they're making everything.
Yeah, Matt Florentino was on the boat with us, and he brought some of the new AFCO Psycho Pro wine down leaders, which is great.
You know, it's not Bill Shedd anymore; it's Casey Shedd.
Oh yeah, and the whole team, Matt Florentino, and
they
the
got
whole
a,
team.
They got a great team.
They have a great team there. So
it's a great team.
Lots of.
And what about Bill Shedd to the IGFA Hall of Fame?
Oh,
congratulations,
sure.
Bill Shedd.
And also, he's going to get the Anthony Shea Leadership Award for CCA in August at the Hub Seaward Research Institute too.
He's a wonderful person
deserved.
And deserves every
that
bit
guy
of
has done so much.
I agree.
Right? He's just amazing. Yeah, for sure. So you want to get through, there's your chance. One line just popped open at 213-432-1090. Hey, this one came from let's see. It says, I was able to get hold of Rollo and get my 4 tickets and the extra one. Thanks for the info. Love supporting the kids and appreciate your support for all you do. It didn't leave a name, so you don't get in on the drawing. But we want you to know that right now, Tim is standing by. So win at rollokids.org or 951-264-7382. That's just one example of good people supporting a great cause. And Rollo Kids, Friends of Rollo was organized in memory of our great friend Captain Rollo Hine, who lost his life. And it's all about taking kids fishing.
It's all it
and
is.
It's been how many years, Frank?
Since 1999.
1999. Yeah. And there's been thousands and thousands of kids have been taken fishing.
Friends of Rollo was formed in our living room.
In your living room.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah. And it's been tremendously successful thanks to all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners, all the people in the sport fishing fleet supporting it, and all the generous donations, I might add, too, from the industry. All the reels and stuff like that.
It's been so supported. And, without a doubt, I should be careful here, but in my opinion, I don't think there's a kids fishing program anywhere in the United States that matches this one.
Yes. Yeah.
Pretty phenomenal.
Not even close. I mean, the number of kids that we take fishing, there's a lot of kids fishing programs, which is great, but nobody even comes close to Rollo.
I know IGFA has a kids fishing program, but I don't think it compares to ours.
No, absolutely not. And it's all thanks to all the generous support from the people out there that are buying Reel a Week tickets right now.
The entire industry. It's not.
Yeah.
It's the manufacturers, it's the boat operators, the boat owners, it's the landings.
Yeah.
It's everybody.
How much stuff have you donated over the years?
A lot,
Frank.
Yeah,
a lot, for sure. That's very appreciated. Hey, let's talk to Joe in San Pedro. Joe, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. First, a comment, then a question for Frank. My comment is for all your listeners out there that everybody's always hearing about the Captain Taro on the Liberty, how good he is. Well, I want to give a shout-out to the galley crew, to Sarah, that is just as awesome in the galley as Taro is as a captain. The outstanding menu that she puts out is the best, okay?
She's an amazing lady. She does a fabulous job.
Outstanding, outstanding. Now, my question to Frank is how we commonly use a circle hook for tuna, but on a smaller grade, we use a J-hook. I'm just wondering, is there a point where you transition over from a J hook to circle hook, like 25 pound fish, 30, or are you straight circle hook on tuna? What is your thought on that?
Oh, my opinion is if you're going to use a circle hook, you should use one all the time. I don't see the difference in just because it's less than 25 pounds. The only reason why I would say if you're fishing 15 to 25 pound fish to use a J hook is because they're a lot cheaper. Okay? I've always said before, Pete, what does Mutu mean in Japanese?
Costs a lot.
Very, very expensive.
Okay? Yeah.
So, So that would
so that
be,
would be in your eyes that's such yeah, a hero. But what about and for yellowtail? Or you don't really need a circle hook for yellowtail.
Absolutely
though.
Not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And the J hook is cheaper. And then a lot of us still enjoy setting the hook.
Yeah, man. So, that's the other fun part of the J hook, right?
Well, I definitely when the Mutu style hook first came in, I was not a big fan because I love setting the hook.
Yeah.
Right? But eventually you learn, just like I learned about fluorocarbon and spectra and everything else. So,
of course, the advantage of a circle hook is you get them in the corner of the mouth most of the time. And the advantage of that, if a fish has teeth like bluefin tuna do, then you're less likely to have them chew you off versus if the hook was deep in the gut or something like that. Right, Frank?
That's absolutely true. And The other thing that's so funny about that is that if you're using a J hook and you set the hook the same way that you do a circle hook, a lot of times you hook it in the corner of the mouth too.
Yeah, yeah. and yellowtail don't have teeth, so you don't need to have them so much worry about abrading the line off. So don't forget those J hooks.
Yeah, bluefin tuna are amazing at how well they know how to get off the hook.
Yes, they're good at it. They shake their heads. They're mean. They're
not as mean as yellowfin, but they're
mean. Yeah, they're mean for sure. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls, take more of your texts, and talk more to Captain Frank Lopresti. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80 pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.